Calling your power back. Start by getting into a comfortable and upright position. It's best if your feet are on the floor. You can start by becoming aware of where your energy is at this time. So if you're doing this exercise, usually your energy is scattered. A little bit with this person, a little bit with that person, some with this project, some with the to-do list, some doing the dishes, some parts of you are having a little tantrum because there's so much to do. So for now, you just notice, where is your energy right now? And you can imagine that all of your energy is still sort of tied to your body with golden threads, thin golden threads. And when you're ready, you're going to find a way to pull those golden threads back to you, to allow your power, your energy, to concentrate itself where you physically are. Oh, you can imagine calling it back like you would a puppy or a dog. You might imagine just pulling on those threads. Or it might be simply enough to decide to bring your attention, your energy, your power, in this case, all synonyms, back to you. You can become more concentrated and typically more energetic when your energy is actually around you. Every time you notice another place your energy is scattered, you can call it back. You can do it one at a time. You can do them all at once. If you notice that there's certain places your energy keeps staying stuck outside of you, you might consider doing a cord cutting. You can do a cord cutting with people, with places, projects. Finally, you can seal up your boundaries again, imagining a golden shell around you to preserve your energy with you. So it doesn't leak out again. Now, finally, you can imagine that there's certain antennas outside of your bubble looking for places to store your energy again. These can be love antennas, these can be caring antennas. Often people who are very empathic have a lot of these antennas just checking how things are around them. So what I'm going to invite you to do is you can leave about half of them as they are, but the other half, imagine turning them back to you. And this might feel like a little shower of love. That's what you often give to the outside. And now you're plugging that back into you. You're safe. You're loved. You've got you. Just receive that for a moment. Knowing you're safe, knowing you're loved. And then when you're ready, you can take a deep breath. Stay in your sealed place. It's not sealed shut. You can still absolutely connect with others, but you've regained your own energy.